Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The Grant and Danny radio program is exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condorian Murat. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate, administration. Their attorneys can do it all. They are here to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Mention us to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Jay Gruden stopping by in 2 hours at 5 o'clock. Danny's out for the holiday. Steve Zabin is in. I'm Grant Paulson. Alongside Zabin, we'll take you up to 6:30. This afternoon. I want to get into the NFL here in a moment and get some winners and losers from Week 16 because I thought that was as satiating a 4 days of football as I can remember. And it was 4 days. We had the Thursday nighter. We had a Friday college football playoff game.
Right.
We had games on Saturday and Sunday. So if it felt like that was as good a bite at the apple as we've had, it's because it was.
It was good. And also this weekend, I like to call it clarifying weekend, because teams start to get fully officially eliminated. So they sit after this weekend and really ponder, what are we doing? The ones that have been knocked out, like the Cowboys, our friends in Dallas. They have had a 4,000-yard passer this year in Dak, 2,000-yard receivers in CeeDee Lamb and Pickens. I think I saw that they have a 1,000-yard rusher as well, and yet they're nowhere close to being a playoff team.
So such a good offense, and yet so
and
far away.
Right, and they've got to ask themselves, what are we doing? I thought Shoddy Jr. was a terrible hire. I've kind of revised my opinion on that after watching him. I'm like, actually, I don't think he's terrible. Of all the Nepo babies in this league, Grant, he was not terrible. But they have to sit there and go, okay, what are we doing? And every team that gets knocked out is going to have to wrestle with that. The Lions are having to now have some existential questions. They're not going to get rid of Dan Campbell, but they might have to take away his go-for-it card. They might have to say, you know what? We need to settle down just a bit on this aggressiveness. John Harbaugh last night is getting ripped because he didn't run Derrick Henry in the final 2 minutes of a close game. You know why he didn't run Derrick Henry? They said it wasn't his part of the rotation because they had a running back rotation. People are like, he is a legendary talent. He was already warm from what he had done earlier in the game. What do you rotation?
And respectfully, if the other member of the rotation is Keaton Mitchell,
that's right.
Let's give Derrick Henry more work.
Exactly. And afterwards, you know, Harbaugh said, I didn't like that possession because of that rotation thing, which is kind of throwing Monken under the bus.
But they've been doing it all year.
I know. But sometimes these coaches get wedded to their habits and their schemes and their play sheets, and this is what we do. And they should just throw it all away and act like they're the average Joe dummy on the couch and say, I don't know. I would run the guy that can run away from the whole field if he gets a seam. That's what I would do.
He actually got 18 carries last night, which is, by the standards of this year, a workload.
Yes.
I mean, because they have really
he was
kept
warm
him in
and rack. Lathered and ready, but it was Keaton Mitchell's turn. Gotta go with the rotation.
Did you see that our friend Johnny Manziel was in the news today?
Today?
Yes. Did you see what happened with him?
I saw he was booked for College Game Day.
This is the story.
Then missed. Then they were like, oh, he was in Miami partying. Then Manziel pushed back saying fake news. What's today?
So today is just him putting out a statement of sorts saying that what people are saying is not true and no one knows the real answer. Here's what I know. You were supposed to be on College Game Day on
Saturday.
They
promoted you.
Were you on College Game Day on Saturday?
No, you weren't.
Never change, jackass.
Exactly.
This guy. No wonder why you failed miserably in the league. He is a clown shoe. I got the Brian Schottenheimer thing wrong, too, by the way. I thought that would be a joke and would just come up in flames about 9 weeks in. Here's something I got right, and I'll break my hand patting myself on the back. I think anybody should have seen this coming, but for whatever reason, a lot of people got fooled. He was a goose in college. He was a goose leading up to the draft.
Yeah.
Why would you possibly think this could be your leader of men, the CEO of your Fortune 500 company? I'll give you another example. I watched this guy, Diego Pavia.
Oh, God.
This quarterback from Vanderbilt, who's an exceptional college football player. He is a tremendous college talent, but he's got some Manziel tendencies, and he doesn't win the Heisman. And he's out partying with a bleep Indiana sign, and he's making fun of all the voters. And Reese Davis says yesterday,
I'm sorry I voted for him.
I regret my vote for him as Heisman. And I'm going, this made you regret it?
Right.
This dude's brother's getting arrested at games, and his mom's fighting with people, and he's cursing people out and flipping people the bird. Now you regret it? Like, where were you the last several months? All of a sudden, the character clause matters to you?
Yeah. Apparently, Manziel is close with Pavia, which is not a good thing for Pavia. Pavia is also shockingly short when standing next to the other Heisman finalists. I don't know what they list him at in the media guide.
I think he's close to 6 foot in the media guide. He's probably 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah.
I have zero interest. I mean, if he was a model citizen, I'd have zero interest.
Agreed.
But between the makeup and the size and just the style of play, he could be somebody else's guy.
Well, as far as Manziel, I believe that he also slept through and missed a Manning Passing Academy session, and that was talked about quite a bit as he was coming up. I also, like you, was very loud on the radio and saying, hell no on this guy. When the photos of him with the cocaine and the rolled up 20s came out, and I'm like, you're going to draft a cocaine addict. Andy Pollin's like, oh, you can't call him that. And I'm like, it's not a court of law. I'm just going with the available evidence. Stay away. But remember, a homeless guy told, you know, the owner of the Browns, you should draft Manziel. Jerry wanted Manziel so badly. It was his lackey kid, Steven, who talked him out of it.
Right. I think you could throw in an allegedly or something and then make it work.
Again, we're not a court of law. We can say whatever. Turned out, by the way, he was a cocaine addict. He admitted to it later on. But yeah, so that was something else.
All right, let's get into some winners from the NFL weekend. I want to start with the Chicago Bears, who got to 11-4. First-year head coach Ben Johnson had them in overtime against the Packers, 22-16 winners. They were down 16-6 with 5:03 to play. They end up scoring a touchdown after an onside kick to force overtime in this ball game.
They get an 8% success rate this year. They hit the lottery.
43-yard field goal pulls them to within 7. Then they need the onside kick and get it. They go down the field and score on the least likely of touchdowns on a 4th-and-goal. Beautiful throw, back of the end zone, toe tap by a dude that was on the practice squad recently with 20-plus seconds left. They go to OT, they get a turnover on a fumbled snap, and they are living a charmed life. From the plus 46-yard line, they go heavy personnel, 13 personnel for the 7th time in the game. The first 6 times, Ben Johnson with 3 tight ends runs the football. This is a run-the-football sequence to get into field goal range to win it. The Packers thought so, too. Williams drops back and goes for it all.
Ah, the fake. Williams looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it all! It is caught! Bears win it! DJ Moore!
That's a play-by-play call with the game on the line. That's Kevin Burkhardt.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the winners of the weekend, Kevin Burkhardt, continues to rise people's perceptional ranks as one of the elite play-by-play men because he didn't really come from a pedigreed play-by-play background. Kind of fell into the job.
He was a sideline guy for the Mets for years.
Right, exactly. But he has grown into a great, and Brady is not bad either. I know that's going to be very divisive to a lot of people. But
he's gotten better for sure. But how about this game for Caleb Williams? A coming-of-age sequence in the second half. He missed a couple of throws, but for the most part, made the right decision, threw to the right guy, read the defenses out clean. He's protected the football all year. That throw is a remember-where-you-were moment for Bears fans. And it was their franchise receiver who's been embattled, DJ Moore, caught the big crosser earlier in the drive and took on contact. He's quite literally laying on the ground, energyless, can't even celebrate dropping the ball.
Yes.
A walk-off touchdown for Caleb Williams in year two to punch their playoff ticket.
I had DJ as one of my winners because it's his first winning season since high school. He did not have a winning season at Maryland. Did not have a winning season at Carolina. Had not had a winning season at Chicago. This is it. That's something else right there. Most of these guys, at least they have some winning at some point in their life. So good for DJ Moore on that. Also, the Cairo Santos field goal, you're short selling it. It was from 46, and it was a freezing cold night with a wicked crosswind. It was such a good kick that afterwards he got one of the four game balls. I watched the Ben Johnson rah-rah video. And they gave him one of the game balls because I remember when he's lining up for it, I'm like, this squid can't make this 46-yarder. And then he drilled it. It's like, you son of a bitch.
He's so good. He's had a great year. Hasn't missed an extra point. I think he's 25 of 29.
He's very
now.
Consistent. Does not have what we would call an elite leg in terms of distance like some of these guys do.
He's only got four makes of 50-plus.
I know. He's not a long-range specialist, but he nailed it.
Yeah, inside of 50 is automatic. Another big winner of the weekend. How about the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah.
Liam Cohen in year one. Coaches matter. 11-4 Jacksonville. They went to Denver, and they beat the Broncos, who had won 11 straight, the longest streak in the NFL, to get to 12-3. The Jags still have an outside shot at the one seed. The story for Jacksonville is Trevor Lawrence finally playing the best ball of his career, throws for 279 yards and three touchdowns over the last few weeks. Trevor Lawrence has become the guy we all kind of thought he might. I think about a month ago I gave up on him and said, all right, 3 years of making excuses for this guy saying it's going to happen.
Yeah,
I'm out. I sold the house right before the market turned. I made the wrong decision.
You're not alone in that. My Jags buddy said, look, came in the league, was drafted by Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was such a clown show disaster. Kicks his own kicker in warmups, stays behind in Cincinnati in Ohio to hang out and then grope some co-ed, gets fired midseason. That was his first coach. Then he's got to adapt to Daryl Bevel as an interim. Then they bring in Doug Peterson. And you might think, well, Doug Peterson, former quarterback, former Super Bowl winning coach, he'd be good for him. It turns out that he goes, look, you think Doug Peterson, having won a Super Bowl, moved to Florida, no taxes, one more shot in the NFL, do you think he was giving it the same oomph? My guy said, now that Liam Cohen is motivated to make something of himself and prove himself, he's got a quarterback that's on the same motivational track, and that's why they're finally gelling. But it was rough early on. So I'd say yes for the Jaguars and for Lawrence, big winners. How about big winner to Stephon Diggs? When Diggs is right, he's great. It's just he's crazy and a malcontent when it's not going right. But I watched him post-game after the Patriots win, and he was just like he was when he was gushing about Josh Allen in Buffalo. All was right in the world.
Yep.
As a talent, he is otherworldly, makes incredible catches. But he seemed very happy, and he's loving what Drake May is cooking up there. So I'd say Stephon Diggs has once again landed as a winner.
How good was Drake May last night?
Silly.
Oh, man. I mean, he was under duress on just about every single snap.
Yeah.
Without their left tackle, their right tackle goes down, their backup right tackle goes down. So they're on a fourth tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally, I haven't seen the pressure percentage from NGS, but I guarantee you.
But you'll be on the website later.
Very much so. It's close to 50%. It had to be. Every single play, he's climbing the pocket, holding on to the football, throwing it downfield. that worst non-PI call.
That was such a joke. Like, what are you watching?
The last time there was a call missed that badly was the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Saints-Rams.
Yep.
I haven't seen one like that since. Dude, Keshawn Booty, I think it was getting tackled.
Yeah.
Like, waiting on a punt, basically.
Right.
Getting tackled. They don't call it. May would have gone for 400 yards with that throw.
Tirico and Collinsworth were both, like, agog. Like, that's got to be where's the flag?
They couldn't believe it.
Terry McCauley was trying to throw a flag from the booth. He was so incensed about it. By the way, winner, Terry McCauley, used to be such a shill for the refs. He once actually tweeted me, McCauley, even though I didn't at him, Grant, because I was ripping him for being a zebra homer on broadcasts. He's like searched for his own mentions, found my tweet, and came at me. But this was like 4 years ago. He's turned the corner where now he just says that's a bad call or that literally shouldn't be a penalty, like he did in the Commanders game against the Broncos. He's like, that's not a penalty.
To have any credibility, these guys have to do that with these obvious misses. I need an ability to fix that quickly, though.
There is none. I saw your tweet. You're like, you want to go back to reviewing it. You remember how poorly it went?
It did.
After the New Orleans thing?
But if it's so egregiously missed, I want them to be buzzed from above to say, hey, you guys bleeped this up. The game is about to change hands. This is too important.
Yeah.
A one seed's on the line. A division championship is on the line. Everyone saw it. We all know it. If it's that obvious, we shouldn't just have to deal with, whoopsie-daisy, they screwed it up.
Problem is, everyone's definition of egregious is different.
Fair.
A little bit different. It'd be like saying, is it cheating if I talk to my friend who happens to be a married woman about things other than just the weather? Yes, that's cheating. Like, it depends on your girl.
Okay, but
some married couples are like, literally, if no clothing came off, I don't care what you did. Not cheating.
True. And then you got people that are like, Mike Pence is like, I'm not allowed to be in a room.
Elevator.
With another woman.
You share an elevator. Oh, you just committed adultery.
Right, exactly.
Like, pass interference is the same way. It is so subtle what these guys do. And the offensive players have gotten so good at grabbing themselves to make it look like they're being grabbed.
So I hear you. But problem with what you're saying, here's the big but. And I mean, it's a big old but, right?
Big old but.
Here's the but. Last night, for your the analogy of what is cheating, last night was walking in and two people are in the act.
I know.
There's no denying that butt naked
in your bed.
Right.
But remember, Eddie Murphy once said, wasn't me. Wasn't me. Just stonewall it. Die with the lie.
I'm sorry. You can't. It's not what it looks like with that one. We have to be able to fix that. Yeah. Another winner, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, there was a loser for the Steelers in this game. DK Metcalf swinging on a fan. He's going to get fined. I don't know if he'll get suspended. May come back to figuring out what the fan said to him first. That was a terrible look.
Do you know what was reported?
I did. I saw
that he called him by his given birth certificate name or so-called government name, which in some people's minds is an insult. If I go by DK, don't call me my government name.
Maybe an insult. You don't get to walk 15 feet behind the bench.
No, it was
grab
an
a fan by the shirt.
Yeah, it was an unproductive, stupid, and will be expensive lesson for DK Metcalf.
I got a buddy who's a high school football coach.
Okay,
and I'm on the sideline for some of their games. Okay, shout out to the Annandale Adams. And there's times where the players will go over top of the fence or the railing to dap up their buddies as they walk to the snack bar.
Yeah,
or if a girl walks over and they'll take a selfie or they'll get on a phone or whatever. And my point is, when that happens, the coaches lose their minds because the game is going on and what in the hell are we doing? This is an amateur hour.
Yeah.
What is DK Metcalf doing over there? That's not near the bench.
Somebody was screaming, hey, DeKalen, come over here. DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf, a.k.a. DK. Yeah, just unfortunate.
Somehow.
The fan is not completely innocent. The fan was leaning over. The fan was actively engaging with a player. Sir, please don't speak to or make the zoo animals angry. You're a fan. Stay on your side of the fence.
But there's no reason for a player to be over there. It's not like the fan was on the sideline at the 4-yard line.
I know, but Dwayne Haskins, Super Sky Point, rest in peace, he went and took a selfie.
He did. I remember it well. It was his first big win. It was also against the Detroit Lions, by the way. So maybe we're on to something here. But anyway, DK Metcalf, who I actually really like, bad moment for him.
Yeah.
But the Steelers and Mike Tomlin off the mat one more time.
Oh, yeah.
Three straight wins. They're playing their best ball. They're beating good football teams. Aaron Rodgers throws for 266 and a touchdown. Kenneth Gainwell all of a sudden looks like a player of the year on offense. 143 rushing yards, two touchdowns, made a wild 45-yard touchdown catch in this game. He was one of the best players in the league this weekend. Pittsburgh, left for dead, wins over Baltimore, Miami, and Detroit. They are closing in on a division title.
Do you have any Steeler fans, Steeler buddies?
Who doesn't?
Okay.
They're everywhere.
My Steeler buddies are absolutely resigned, almost depressed that this is happening, because they have been living a sort of a Groundhog Day, Ned Ryerson, ding, existence with Tomlin. Tomlin, yes, has an incredible streak, 19 straight years of 500 record or better. But they don't go anywhere once they get to the playoffs. And Rodgers has been better than most expected, and he's probably feeling like he wants to do it one more time. So who's going to say, let's move on from Rodgers and try mystery meat, whatever? It's going to be too hard to not run it back. But I don't think this Steeler team this year has the horsepower to do anything in a stacked AFC, even with a home game. And I certainly don't think they'll have it next year.
No.
So they are stuck in a wash cycle of, you're not that good. You're just not bad.
The best thing they could do is detonate and try to win big, because to your point,
correct,
there's no path forward here.
But nobody's got the stomach for it, and there's a lot of media outcry that would come if Tomlin got fired.
I would bet anything Rodgers will not be their starting quarterback next year.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's going to retire, first and foremost. He got married this year. He just doesn't, to me.
He allegedly got married. No, he's seen the woman.
That's true. Nobody was cracked that case. But I don't think he's just lying about his girlfriend. I mean, he's just saying,
yes, he lies about a lot
of
things.
Other high school.
When he left Green Bay, he lied about his cell reception, why Goody couldn't get a hold of him in his Malibu house.
A little different than telling me that your girlfriend goes to Chancellor High School.
I'm telling you, Rodgers is capable of fantastic stories that are so unhinged from the truth.
Possibly.
Just saying, doesn't make him a bad guy. You have to factor all this into the equation.
Regardless,
what
the way
lunatic
he played,
yeah,
and he's been better the last couple of weeks, with just the general energy and tone of everything, I think this is his last ride.
The last guy to go out, and Rodgers would not go out on top, quote-unquote, even if they made the playoffs and they hosted a game and then lost. That's not on top. The last guy to go out on top was Elway.
Right.
It's so hard for these guys to go out on top. They're going to go out until they're broken and done. Brady blew up his marriage to play one more year and go 7-8. And now he's all tilted because Giselle got remarried. You see that story over the weekend?
I did.
She married the jiu-jitsu instructor, who, handsome fella, but he's a nobody. He's a zilch. He's like the pool boy. She married Grant, the pool boy. Didn't just have a kid with him. Married. And Brady does not sit well with him.
Maybe he's a lovely guy who
I'm sure he is a lovely guy.
Pays attention and
he listens to her stories.
Right. Brady
puts up with her all the time.
He
probably
doesn't have appointments for his next face
Botox
operation. She probably enjoys that he spends less on his face than she does.
Right. But remember, Brady is a certified narcissist. And those guys don't like the notion of the pool boy marrying their ex. So, yeah, I don't know about Rodgers. I think there's going to be if he plays well down the stretch, he's going to want to come back, because I think he's lying about, well, when I retire, you're not going to see me. Oh, yeah, really? You'll be on McAfee 3 times a week once you retire.
Yeah, I will take the under on
you'll see him once he retires.
How
but
quickly
I think,
he disappears.
I think he'll feel good enough about this year, and the team will say, come on, man, one more Rodgers.
Let's get your losers next from what was a juicy weekend of football. Grant and Danny, Zabe in for Danny on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Jay Gruden stopping by at 5. We're live on Grant and Danny until 6:30. Welcome back. You're listening to The Fan. Danny is out today. His holiday vacay is underway. Steve Zabin's in. I'm Grant Paulson. Our double play's coming up in about 15 minutes right here on The Fan. We were just going through some of the big winners of the NFL weekend. Let's go through some losers. I thought the Tampa Bay Bucks had to headline this list. They're in Charlotte to take on the flawed Panthers at 7-7, and the Bucks continue their free-for-all. I would not want to be Todd Bowles right now. I think he is going to be in trouble if they don't make the playoffs at the end of this season. They have lost 3 in a row, 6-7, 7-9, yeah. Zabe. They lost to the Saints. They lost to the Falcons. They lost to the Panthers. Three straight weeks where they've been favorites. The three teams in their division, they're better than all three, and specifically eliminated New Orleans, eliminated Atlanta. Kirko goes for 370-3, yeah. Turning the clock back in one of those games. What a collapse this has been.
Yeah, it was their division to lose, and by golly, they are in the process.
Now, they still control their
of
destiny.
Of losing it.
Because they play the Dolphins, who have a third-string quarterback, and Quinn Ewers in, basically.
So if they win two, they've won the division?
Correct.
Because they got the Panthers again, right?
Week 18, okay. At home.
Ooh.
If they beat Miami and beat Juicy. Carolina, they would win the division at 9-8.
Yeah.
One of those old Rivera playoff NFC South seasons with Carolina.
I was having to mansplain, I think, to my sister-in-law why these teams play each other so frequently. They're like, well, how many times do they play each other? Because I was talking about the Bears and the Packers meeting maybe a third time in the playoffs. And I said, because the NFL backloaded the schedules. They wanted this to be a thing.
Yeah.
I kind of think, I don't think you should play any team twice in 3 weeks. I don't really like that, but I understand the general principle of they wanted to backload division games. It does keep it more interesting down the stretch.
Sure does. Ravens are one of those teams that's playing a couple of games against a division rival in a short span here. They've got the Steelers coming up again. They're a loser last night, literally and figuratively. You can't lose that one, I'm sorry. You're up 11. This is the game of your season. You did everything right. I know that Lamar Jackson got hurt, took a knee to the back while giving himself up. But for people that say, oh, well, Tyler Huntley came in, of course they lost. He went 9 of 10 And he threw for 70 yards off the bench and made a couple plays. The ceiling was lowered for sure. I know you had a better chance with Lamar, but it's not like he played badly. He wasn't turning the football over. They beat themselves. The Henry fumble, the Zay Flowers fumble, not giving it to Derrick Henry much in the second half and down the stretch. That's the second time this season. You know this, Abe. They're good for two or three of those every single season.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're up 10 in the fourth quarter somehow right. And lose. They were up 15, I think it was, on the Bills in week one.
What do you think it's going to take for them to move on from Harbaugh? Because he's the bookend to, Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
I believe, and I would say the same about Tomlin, but I believe you move on from Harbaugh only when, I'm not saying this is how I would do it, this is how they're going to do it.
Miss the playoffs,
but bottom out. Like, they missed the playoffs this year. I don't think they move on from Harbaugh. Very possible they do. But at 7-10 or 8-9, let's say, they miss the playoffs. I think that, like, it's a 5-12 and it's everything's burning. That's when they move on from those guys.
Loser Sean Payton for bringing up needlessly the whole small market thing with the Jaguars. Anyone who knows anyone from there knows that they get really triggered by that whole, small market, like, disrespect kind of thing. Even though technically Jacksonville is the largest city by square miles in the United States, a lot of room to spread out down there. And by the way, it's market 41, which is 9 spots higher than New Orleans, where Sean Payton once coached, which is market 50. I was like, damn, they're market 50. Okay, whatever. Dumb thing to add to a already difficult team to play, and they went in there, and the first thing Liam Cohen said was not bad for a small market team.
You think it was on their mind? He's been very good at doing the Michael Jordan, and I took that personally thing this year.
It's super dumb that it would even be a factor, but we're human beings. We all believe in some super dumb things.
Sure. So
it just was a needless thing for Sean Payton to say, I can't stand that guy.
I got your pack in my loser's bracket here at 9-5-1. What a maddening loss that must be for that fan base.
Yeah, it's only the third insanely maddening loss that should have never happened. Like, this is a easily 12-3 team without blinking. They threw away 3 games. They're up 10-0 on the Browns early, and they have a field goal blocked, and then they commit a series of gaffes, and they lose to Joe Flacco. They tied the Cowboys, allowing 41 points. They had a extra point blocked in return for 2. When does that ever happen? And then this game was a giveaway as well. That should have never happened because they couldn't corral an onside kick. They had
10 at the 2-minute warning.
I know. They had a really good season on their racket, and it looks like they're going to be a wild card that has to fight their way uphill with a lot of guys out now. Deep into the playoffs, I don't see it happening. This will be the third year they're going to be the 7 seed in the NFC. Maybe they go back to Chicago and upset Chicago. I don't know about that. I call this the season that almost was for the Packers.
If they were healthy, I would absolutely pick them to win playoff games because I think they are good enough too. I think that's a portable style of play with Josh Jacobs pounding the football and Wilson when he's not either on the field or available. But
their pass rush disappeared once Parsons was out.
That's the problem.
They could not come close to getting pressure on Caleb Williams.
You're missing a Pro Bowl center.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing a potential All-Pro tight end. I mean, that guy was playing his ass off.
Tucker Kraft, yeah.
Beast. Watson played, but to me, didn't look quite the same. He is not healthy. And we haven't even mentioned Jordan Love, helmet to helmet, getting blown up and knocked out of the game. What's the report on him going into there?
I've not read the latest report. It's hard to believe, though, that a guy that got that blown up and at that important of a position gets rushed back to play again in a week. But I've seen stranger things. Problem is Malik Willis, who's been a great QB2, he's got a bum shoulder from an injury in that game. So that's not good right there. And, Clayton Toon might be the guy in Green Bay for this week against the Ravens. Thing is, they only need one more thing to happen, either one more win by them or one more loss by the Lions to lock up a wild card. So they've got Minnesota to end the year indoors up in Minnesota. That could be another Max Brosmer affair. If they can't beat Max Brosmer and the Vikings in a completely dead season, they don't deserve to be in anyway.
So you're saying even if you lose this week, win the Vikings,
yes,
they'd be 10-6-1.
Or just count on the Lions to lose one of their last 2.
They have at the Vikings, which they should win,
and
although they lost
at Minnesota. Chicago.
And then at Soldier Field, outdoors in the cold. Jared Goff's not the same outdoors and in the cold. I thought the Broncos were losers this weekend. First time, by the way, they've lost a football game, as I mentioned, in 3 months. They had won every single game they'd played since week four. But some of the cracks that we've been talking about really got exposed and some water trickled in here. Their defense looks leakier to me. I thought this when I watched Washington and Mariota move the ball on them in that primetime game. And if you look at the last few weeks, this Denver defense, which was ranked number one in the NFL until a few weeks ago, I'll take Houston over them right now. I'll take Seattle over them right now. And they've got to carry that group. Bo Nix makes plays, but that offense is not going to lead them to a Super Bowl. They've given up 34, 26, 26 in three of their last four games. I'm seeing some cracks in the armor there.
Parker Washington for Jacksonville is wild guy to watch. 5'11", but short legs. Just a consummate whip-whap guy. He's a sixth-rounder out of Penn State. But, you know, they're doing this Jacksonville without the guy they built their draft around in, what's his name, from Colorado?
Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter, who's injured out for the year. So, yeah, Denver's a loser, but just for this week. I still think they're fundamentally good, but you're right. They are exploitable for a good quarterback, which I believe Trevor Lawrence has become now, and a team that is highly motivated.
Speaking of quarterbacks, the Chiefs, losers, they got blown out by the Titans 26-9. Welcome to the world of the quarterback carousel, my friends.
Mahomes, a Ludicon. Who is this guy?
He played at a Dakota State. It's like a big-time non-Division I superstar.
Okay.
Long track record of success collegiately. Okay. And he came in 11 of 16 for 111. He's a third quarterback, man. The plane hit the mountain. They've lost four in a row and 6 of 7, and you lose Mahomes. You play the Gardner Minshew game. He goes 3 of 8.
Minshew tore his ACL, was still out there for like two more series, hobbling around.
Not surprising.
Freaking nuts is what that is.
My favorite quote about Gardner Minshew once, when Jay, who's going to be on the show at 5 today, Jay Gruden, was the OC at Jacksonville. He went through some terrible quarterbacks. Yeah. It was like Minshew and Jake Luton and some other guys. And they had a really good game with Minshew at one point, and I texted him. I'm like, damn, Minshew looked good. And, like, the big compliment he paid him was, he's like, he's a tough sucker. Like,
tough sucker, yeah.
I mean, that's like saying, I'm like, do you think I'm pretty? Like, you're nice.
I remember Minshew mania. It was hot for a spell there because, of course, he had the flowing locks, the big old mustache, the
leather
bandana.
Leather pants,
yeah. It was fun for a while. But no, not a good quarterback.
Double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Jay Gruden, as I mentioned, at 5 o'clock. And the Blitz in 20 minutes on the teams you care the most about. Grant and Danny, keeping you company today. It's Zabe and GP on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Zabe's in for Danny. I'm Grant, and this is The Fan. Thank you for checking us out. Means a lot. We appreciate you. Know you have options. Let's get you a double play driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. It is Christmas time. And the way, Zabe, that I get myself in the mood this time of year, there's really two philosophies for me. The first is your boy likes to go out and about with the people and mix it up at the mall.
Yeah, got to get some mall action.
I want to fight for a parking spot. I want to feel that energy. I want to walk around Tyson's.
It's getting harder because malls are dying.
They are.
And Tyson's, the mall of my misspent youth, Grant, is still hanging in there. They still have some storefronts that are closed and boarded up, which is unfortunate. But it's still a great, vibrant mall. And I did spend some time there, like you, just walking around, soaking it in.
The music, lights. Now, I will tell you, you're probably right about Tyson's off-season. I haven't been there in a while. But I went there on Friday night because we had a show out at Pupatella Pizza in Leesburg. I'm driving home to Springfield Lorton, and I'm driving through the area, and I'm, let's do this. I don't even have to sit in the traffic. Let's go to Tyson's. It was flourishing.
Nice.
Business was booming.
That's good.
Jaden was going for 317 and three, baby. Everybody was eating.
God bless being in a very affluent part of the country.
But the right other here. Thing
yeah.
that I do to get myself in the mood, Zabe, is to watch Christmas movies. One of these years when life slows down, I haven't been able to pull it off. I want to do like a 30 Christmas movies in 30 night bit. I've tried it in the past.
Okay.
The problem is the damn NFL ruins it. I got Monday. I got it's Thursday. I got Sunday.
And tougher.
I got Saturday. So I basically have two or three nights a week when I could do this. But I've put together my top five Christmas movies. I want to compare it with your top five Christmas movies.
Fair enough.
Let's go in reverse order. We'll start with number five and work our way up. Steve Zabin's number five Christmas film.
I'm going to go a little different. I'm not ranking these. Okay. I'm going to call these my personal essential five Christmas movies because they draw from different categories of old school, new school, traditional, and offbeat. Okay, so I don't know how to rank them, but I'm going to first take off the board White Christmas, which I found to be a ponderous, slow-moving, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting through this whole thing. And the more I watch it each year, the more I like it. White Christmas, a vintage Christmas movie.
So I was actually hoping there'd be a nice juxtaposition of okay. you and I generationally. White Christmas didn't make my list. It also didn't make my also receiving votes list.
Okay.
Which is a half dozen deep or so.
That's fine.
So it's way down the board. I have on my number five spot, The Grinch, starring Jim Carrey. The Grinch.
Oh, God.
This is not the cartoon. This is Jim Carrey's Grinch, which is mandatory viewing every year for me. It dropped when I was a kid, so that's part of it. There's some nostalgia to it, but I also think Jim Carrey was phenomenal. Ron Howard, there's some hilariously well-done scenes. Very, very good.
Did you see the story where Jim Carrey said if he knew how long it would take to get into makeup, he would have never taken the role?
I couldn't believe when I saw how long it did take. He would be there for several hours.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours at least. The suit was itchy. He didn't have hands that could touch anything because of the fingers on the thing. They said they brought in a former Navy SEAL trained to teach people how to deal with torture to get him through the makeup sessions.
That's brutal.
Now, it was, even though the critics did not like it, and I don't care for it, but I'm glad you like it, It was the number one movie that year in the box office. Not just the number one Christmas movie, Grant.
Right.
Number one at the box office.
Well, he's done a bunch of smasholas, Dumb and Dumber, some other movies that have aged well. There's nothing that will age like that in terms of 50 years after he's gone, it will still be being watched.
Right.
So worthwhile to sit in that chair and have them torture you. All right, number four, or next up on your list of essentials?
Next up is Elf. Very easy to go down. Nice hour and 40-minute movie, maybe if that. Quick, breezy one. Always gets you in the heartstrings. Always great to see Zooey Deschanel in her absolute prime doing what she does best, which is to look like a damn snack. And Will Ferrell is the GOAT.
Zooey Deschanel, 97 on the black, my friend.
She's so good.
And that's a rare blonde Zooey Deschanel, by the way.
That's right. That's right. Back in her alternate uniform.
The Santa Claus. That's a good line, by the way. You bumped me there. She was wearing her Bengals white on white.
Throwbacks.
White Tiger alts.
Yes, the alts.
Oh, that's funny. Number four for me is the Santa Claus. This is the Tim Allen offering. Santa Claus and Santa Claus 2, which Steve Zaben sleeps on the fact
that
I auditioned for the Santa Claus 2.
Did you really?
As a young boy. Spencer the Elf.
No way.
I guess it would have been, Curtis the Elf.
How close did you get to getting it?
Not close. So this was back, I'm a little kid. I'm doing, like, Letterman and some other things. Some casting person in L.A. calls my house in King George, and they say, we're putting together this script, essentially, for the Santa Claus 2. We've got a couple different things we're working on. There might be an elf calling a play-by-play in the North Pole.
Ah.
There's also this main elf that's going to be Bernard's little buddy that we think you look like what we want this guy to look like. Will you read this script on and send us the video? This is back in the day of me having to go VHS style. I get a buddy of ours who's like a local thespian and teacher at the school that teaches some drama. I work with her for like 30 minutes. We record on a VHS.
Yep.
Send it off to get the part of Curtis the Elf, like a table reading. And they called back and they're like, hey, we're going with someone more experienced. Turned out to be Spencer Breslin, who was in a ton of movies as a kid.
Yeah.
And then they kind of said, oh, we've worked the script out. There's no big broadcaster elf. We'll call you. Still waiting on that call.
So you were closer to getting a role than maybe you let on. I think you were close.
I guess it's possible. They called me saying, you look like what we want this to look
right.
like.
Right. They called you. You didn't go to some casting call.
I had no delusions of being an actor. Never thought about it. I think like after a Letterman appearance or something, like the phone rang and they're like, hey, have you ever acted? We want you to look into this. And so they had me on multiple occasions do readings and send them back and forth and do the things they wanted me to do.
The original Santa Claus, 1994. The second installment, 2002. Santa Claus 3, 2006.
Now, Santa Claus 3. There's a couple of these out there where you go, that one doesn't really count. That's like Home Alone 3. A different kid, you know what I mean? It's not quite the same.
But it was still Tim Allen, though.
It was. He was in it, all three of them. But the first two were the band was stayed together.
Right, but the Santa Claus 3 had Martin Short as the Mr. Iceman or whatever.
It was a struggle. Santa Claus 3 was tough.
Okay.
All right, so those are first two you've given us. So give me your two again.
So White Christmas and Elf.
And I'm going Grinch, Jim Carrey, and the Santa Claus. So we'll circle back to this in just a bit because we got to get ready for the Blitz, but we'll work our way through our five must-watch movies each year ahead of Christmas. Zabe's in for Danny. G&D on the Fan, the Beltway Blitz is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. That content's solid. The audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.